Always had, had buckets at the well, and we don't speak of those days, they were terrible. We're glad to forget them.
Did you have a well or a cistern?
We had both. This water is awfully hard here, and we had a cistern, unfortunately.
How'd you get the water into the cistern?
Oh, we had...
Run it in gutters off the pipe.
Gutters around the house and run it down through a pipe.
We don't use it anymore. Got one well. We have two wells out there right together, one about 10 feet apart. One of them fairly soft, and the other one so hard you couldn't stick a nail in it. Deeper you go, the harder it gets.
We have detergents and water softeners, and you can use it now. Used to, you couldn't. You just with plain soap, you just couldn't use the hard water. And if you use light, it kind of, what we call break the water, soften it. Mm-hmm. We always said break the water.
You broke your clothes too.
Yeah, and broke your hands worse than they did anything.
Ladies, do you have red, rough hands?
Oh, no.
Let your husband do the dishes.
What? I'm afraid we wouldn't have had any dishes for you.
What do you call boards like this on the side of your house?
That's weatherboarding. Drop siding.
Mm-hmm.
Say drop siding or weatherboarding.
Which is the old term? Which is the old term?
Drop siding.
Drop siding.
Mm-hmm. You see the reason they... You can look at it and see the reason they call it that. It drops
It laps over itself.
Mm-hmm.
About half inch.
Do they have adobe houses around here?
No. We had sod houses in the early days.
These were built above the ground?
Did they dig down? No, the sod house was all built above the ground.
Hmm.
But the house we had on our farm when we homesteaded was it was built into the side of a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... The wood part was up above, and the part cellar, the door, you just walked flat in, and there was no step down or mm-hmm. step up either. It was just a perfectly flat mm-hmm. place to go in. It was higher than the ground outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sand rock. The floor was, it was a sandy country, and we had, there's shale rock down below that they call sand rock. It isn't a very firm rock, although my father built a house, our first house, out of that kind of rock, and it lasted us 40 some odd years, and the rock part was still good when he tore it down, but the floors and the sills underneath rotted out, and so he tore it down and rebuilt it.
Still used the rock? But
no, they tore the rock down too.
Mm-hmm.
But it was thick where the windows set in. We had what we call the window seats. They were they were flush with the inside wall. The window was back here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my mother kept all of her house plants and her flowers in those kitchen windows.
Well, those walls must have been about that
long. Yes, and you could sit very comfortably in them. You know, they were wide enough that you, from the front to the back, you could sit back. A grown person or anyone could sit in them. And they made some extra seats when furniture wasn't too good in those days.
And you got good light there if you wanted to read.
Yeah. And we always liked our old rock kitchen after we built some. The rest of the house, built some more house onto it. We just had one big room. I think it was about 18. But 20, and that was the one room we lived in. But then later, when I was about 7, I guess I was about 9 years old, we built some more onto it, 3 or 4 rooms, and